Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Joe List joined us. Check it out on the podcast. Joe's at the Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com Friday and Saturday. Dr. Mina going to phone the program tomorrow. Give us some updates on what she's been talking about.
You know, we may also hear from Mark Lundholm again later this week.
All right.
He's there Sunday and Monday at the Funny Bone.
All right. And Dr. Mina won't give me a heads up on why she's mad at me.
You know.
I think it's too many reasons to list in one text.
Exactly.
Because I'm a man. I know. And Craig is too, and so is Nick.
I like that you're planning on asking her about other stuff before she yells.
I am. I'm gonna try to keep her.
I'm gonna try to work out.
I'm gonna try to keep her busy for 20 minutes before she gets a chance to yell at me. You
know. Oh, one more thing, Doc.
That's the way it's gonna be. Then I'll just go to commercial.
Out of time. Sorry.
Thanks, Doc. Call back next week.
We've got all the sound effects.
She
there.
Scares us. She scares. When she yells at you guys, you get scared.
Yes,
I know. That's why you're reveling in this. It's just a 3-day notice to get yelled at. I don't mind getting yelled at on the spot because that happens.
Go to your room. Your father's coming home.
Right. That's how it sounds like. Usually we'll get them on the phone. She'll go, and Craig. And we all go, yeah, she's yelling at Craig now. But Craig only has a second to realize it's coming. But knowing it's going to happen 2-3 days out is starting to worry me.
Yeah.
Right. And when she says your name, you're like, oh, it could be 15 different things.
Right. And we assume it's me saying that I'm a man because I had no sound of side effects.
Well, it's
which is true, by the way. I don't want you to yell about that.
And it's added, too, by the fact that she seems like she might be capable of that Lynn Coplitz level of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just jumping on a plane last
flying
minute
here, right.
Just to come here and slap the crap out of us.
Yeah.
You know, knock, knock, knock. Hey, it's me. And whack.
Right
across the face. Ooh. It could happen.
I think Lynn Coplitz has a lot more free time than Dr. Mina.
You're right
good
there.
Point.
You're right there, Nick.
Was on this date in 1994. Kurt Cobain's widow, Courtney Love, turned in the weapon he used to kill himself to a grassroots anti-violence organization holding a Guns for Tickets trade-in program.
What'd she get tickets to?
Did anybody know what that...
Foo Fighters show?
If she's bringing... God, when she handed the guy the shotgun, and people knew who she was anybody smart enough to keep that, or did they just melt it like everything else?
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Yeah,
on that.
That's a piece of gruesome history right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you really want to own that?
Well, we don't.
Some people do. Yeah,
we don't, but there are freaks like that. You know,
she wanted it melted to get her fingerprints off of it.
Yeah.
Now you're sounding like my wife.
Yeah, you are sounding like his wife.
Sad news if you were looking to date Lil Wayne. He apparently has married his girlfriend, Denise, and I don't know how to say her name. Denise Bidot, maybe, B-I-D-O-T. She is a plus-size fashion model.
He's a little skinny guy, too, man.
Mm-hmm. And so Lil Wayne is now married.
Did they have scissorp instead of champagne?
I'm unfamiliar with
Lil Wayne.
Their celebration.
And then a quick seizure or two.
Yeah.
He's had issues
with
that.
He does have a lot of seizures.
Yep.
Well, it's the scissor, I think they say, isn't it?
I've always wanted to try that.
Yeah, you know what? That's something that I don't want to try, but I know people that, because it's just.
It's cough syrup and what?
And liquor. Whatever.
Soda. I believe soda is generally what they put it in, like Sprite or orange
that's
soda.
Right. You get really messed up.
And just over the counter cough syrup?
Yeah.
No, not over the counter. I think it's the pharmaceutical strength.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we're talking.
And Nick, make note of that when you said, I've always wanted to try that. When Dr. Mina calls and says, Nick, that'll be the thing.
Oh, I'm going to bring that up now tomorrow. Is your Nick saying he wants to try scissor? And she'll yell at you for 20 minutes.
He's going
to
be driving the bus over.
Oh, yes, yes, I am. I'm going to write a list. The whole night, I'm going to write a list of stuff you guys have said.
Yeah. When
just
you think,
keep deflecting the whole time.
When you think, what is she mad at me about? Right. Remember this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it feels interesting.
Yeah. Dangerous, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can die with too much scissor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's one of those that depresses your breathing.
Hold on, I got to not go in this rabbit hole, because then she can swing at me, too. Nick, you should not do that.
No. Well, I don't want to go on a bender.
I'm looking at some bottles here where the brand name is scissor. That can't be scissor as we know it, is it?
No, I don't think so.
I thought that was...
No, because that's a prescription thing.
That's something you make at home.
Right. Well, you got it's a prescription.
First, you got to get the prescription, and then you got to go to the other section of the store and buy the Sprite.
Right.
And you got to wait till you get home to make the scissor. Or maybe the pharmacist can just whip it right up for you.
Do you have any ice back there?
And the guy with your Sprite, just give me some here.
Yeah. One of those compounding pharmacists.
Walk around Walgreens all jacked up.
Can you mix my
scissor
and my cough syrup and my Sprite for me and make me some scissor? And I'll do some shopping while you're at it. Okay.
That'll be ready in half an hour.
So. Here's a to-go cup.
She slaps it in a paint shaker like at the hardware store.
You turn up the little Wayne.
He's off the market, huh? All right.
Well, for now.
I was actually at a bar one time where they did shake their cocktails in paint shakers.
Paint shaker things, okay.
They had them on the bar, like three of them.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Was it him that got the giant stone embedded in his forehead, or was that somebody else?
Nah, that was the other dude.
Yeah, that was someone else.
Oh.
Did you see the sci-fi movie Outside the Wire on Netflix?
Is it good?
I did watch that one, yeah.
It's the most popular show to be released on Netflix this year.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Starring Anthony Mackie as an android soldier.
Yeah, it's futuristic war thing. He's like, you know... Half man, half android.
Did I recognize the actor?
Yeah. Okay. He's one of the Marvel guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming in number two is the family film Yes Day with Jennifer Garner.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, no, and she there says would yes be to her no kids way in hell.
No, I would never see that. She says yes to her kids all day or something like that.
Yeah, that was on in the background of my house once. It looked, I didn't really watch much of it. They did say yes, though. I heard him say that a couple times. Yeah.
I will say, of the like big, dumb action movies I've watched on Netflix...
One of the better ones?
Most of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, and they've got that guy, they've got Jamie Foxx, they've got Ryan Reynolds, Chris Hemsworth. I mean, good, known guys and pretty good action movies.
So Pete Townsend with The Who made a good point about the post-pandemic world. He told Rolling Stone magazine that many of the artists of The Who's generation, a lot of the older artists... might be out of luck when touring finally gets back into full swing because the field's going to be much too crowded with the younger acts that get out there and sell tickets more quickly.
Well, I don't know.
And so,
I'm not arguing with the guy because he's obviously Pete Townsend. I just think that there are people that there's also a generation that just wants to see those bands and don't care about the younger bands.
There's a demand for that, too.
Yeah, but there's the venues.
Oh,
the
I got it.
The venues are going to be getting the bands that they know are going to sell out right now.
All I know is I see way too much stupid country coming out already. I'm thinking nobody wants to see that crap.
Yeah, but
I know somebody does, but we don't.
The venues also know that bands like The Who attract an older crowd, and they tend to have a little more money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they do have separate nights. Okay, we've seen places. The place here has concerts back-to-back.
Sure.
Yeah.
They can turn it around.
Yeah, if you run an arena, I don't think you're not going to turn down The Who.
I just think those older acts, the ones that still tour, are going to go back out because they know they don't have much touring left. Stones, Who, those guys, they're not getting any younger.
But his point is that there have to be venues that will book them.
I get it.
Yeah. An invasive species of worm is in the Midwest. Jumping worms.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Apparently thrash wildly when handled, 4 to 8 inches long, move quickly like a snake, and can shed their tails when threatened.
Where are they seeing these things?
If you wouldn't have said that that was a worm at the beginning.
I know. I think about that. They jump wildly in your hand. Yes, they do.
Are they all over the country or regional?
And why would you want to grab them anyway?
Midwestern states like Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Indiana, Minnesota.
Where are they at? Where are these worms?
Minnesota. I'm just telling you. Minnesota, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
No, where are they at? And are they in the ground? I realize that. They jump out of their wormhole and just fly at you?
No, they live in the trees.
Okay. Oh.
No.
you're Googling that.
They are worms. They hang out in the ground. Originally, they come from Asia, and they were officially found in the Midwest back in 2013. Researchers have been tracking their movements since then. They think they may have been brought to the United States as fish bait, but they are displacing earthworms, centipedes, and other animals, damaging plant roots, depleting nutrients, altering the water-holding capacity of the soil. They're a danger to agriculture, gardens, and forests.
Right. Yeah, they suck the nutrients out of the soil, apparently.
Is that what makes them jump higher?
Yeah.
Must be. But I bet you they make good fishing bait.
Yeah, but they don't. They're invasive species. You probably don't want.
You actually don't want them here.
Right, I wouldn't think so.
No. I don't know how you get rid of them.
I don't know.
No, they don't either. The science isn't caught up with everything. Not even there's not even a whole lot of rules about them. Some places say, yeah, we don't know what to do with them. Other places say, kill them.
Well, yeah, use them to catch those Asian carp. We kill two birds with one stone. Get rid of the worms and the carp.
Yeah, I'm sure Todd has all the answers there.
I do.
He seems confident.
Yeah. I may have oversimplified things, but I've got all the answers. Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Craig. If I was walking by a worm and it jumped, I would flip out.
Absolutely, I would.
I'd put down the scissor for sure. apparently this stuff works.
Did that just happen? That worm jumped.
That would freak me out too, man.
Apparently it's not epidemic.
You're looking down a worm laying there in a puddle. It just jumps up at you. Holy hell.
Yeah.
What'd you say, 2014, 2013?
2013 is when they found it in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Are they skinnier everywhere else?
Yeah, they do have that cheese-laden soil all over Wisconsin.
Cheese-laden soil.
Fatten them up.
I'd be in for that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'd have high triglycerides in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, probably. No, you'd be dead.
It would be called normal.
Right, yeah.
They grade on a curve up there. You might be a little low. Right?
Grade on a curve.
I don't think they allow you in some places unless your triglycerides are so high.
One of those places is Lambeau.
Oh, absolutely.
I need to go there.
You have to have your fat blood card.
Let me in.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Poverty in the U.S. was at a pandemic high last month. Researchers at the University of Chicago and the University of Notre Dame found that over a year into the pandemic, poverty continues for many Americans, has gotten worse for some.
Yep. That's brutal.
Last month, the unemployment rate fell, but the poverty rate rose to over 11%, the highest since the start of the pandemic. Black poverty nearly doubled the overall rate at more than 21%. Childhood poverty last month soared to over 17%.
Yeah, it's
people
brutal.
Need help.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, the guy who emailed us about the restaurant and saying we were oversimplifying things a little bit got back to us because we wanted to know what restaurant it was. and I'm hesitant to give it out on the air.
No,
because
Nick wants to know what
right,
it is.
Our listeners would be the kind of people that would schedule an interview and then not show up, which is a problem he has already, so we don't really need to exacerbate it. But if you want to just email us and you're serious about it, we'll pass the location along to you. It's Omaha. But some people I know who are interested, I've passed that along to them already.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got to figure something out.
Yeah, I think
I took the Bo Jackson poster down just so I could make a clean break if I have to.
It's that bad for you now?
You know, I guess I'm trying to win the little battles I can. But like, all right, well, at least that won't be stuck there. I might be stuck there, but you we freed Bo Jackson,
took,
I guess.
Oh, you took that out.
Taking my Bo Jackson poster, and I'm going home.
Yes.
John Cameron Mitchell will take on the role as the Tiger King in an upcoming Joe Exotic miniseries. They're still doing that.
I know. I thought there's two or three of these in production somewhere.
Yeah, there are. John Cameron Mitchell will play the role alongside Kate McKinnon. She's going to be Carol Baskin.
Yeah, Baskin.
That's going
right.
to be on the NBC platform.
Got it.
It's maybe mini, including it's USA Network or Peacock. Don't know.
Why is this necessary?
The other one is the CBS one, and they are working on a production that stars Nick Cage as Joe Exotic.
That might be interesting to watch because he's a lunatic.
Yeah, he's a lunatic. All right.
Like, why do we need a show about the show?
Yeah, I don't know either, especially because it seems like it's off the radar right now. I mean, it was the big thing during the beginning of the pandemic. Everybody's stuck at home watching Netflix, and they all watched that. But you're right, a year later, I don't know.
Yeah, they had perfect timing for the Tiger King.
They did.
I'm telling you, watch Nick Cage in that Netflix thing, The History of Swear Words.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
He's really good hosting that. Right. And he knows how to deliver a swear word.
I'm sure he does.
And he kind of pokes fun at himself, which is nice.
I like him.
He's in on the joke.
Yeah, of course he is.
A man in Italy is doing okay after a nail was propelled into his eyelid while he was mowing the yard.
Some worm jumped up his ass.
No.
All
right. How are his toes?
He can still see them. 58-year-old gentleman cutting the grass. The blades caused the nail to hit him in the face.
Oh.
The shrapnel just missed his eye but hit his eyelid. They removed the nail by gently twisting it out before cleansing the wound.
In the face! In the face!
6'2½, Rob Riggle. 6'2½.
The man was able to fully recover his eyesight within a month after that.
He's taller than Tony Romo.
That's
6'2".
Awful.
Further evidence that mowing is dumb, too.
Yep.
Oh, did you see the new Foo Fighters video?
I saw they put one out yesterday.
No.
Yeah, it's a hippy, dippy, trippy thing.
Yeah, sure it is. Animated for 420.
For 420, yeah.
Yeah, it's a song from their new record.
What song?
Chasing called Birds.
Okay, not familiar.
It's a mellow kind of
vibe-y
thing. Like a weed song.
Yes, it sounds like a hippy, dippy, trippy thing that people would put out on 420 and trying to be cool and whatnot.
Not my favorite track on the new record, but it's okay.
It's a track.
Is Waiting on a Warm from the new album?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I like that song.
It sounded like Pat McAfee was like, I made a 420 playlist, and I looked at it, and it's all just like blatantly obvious weed songs.
Well, he's just a sports
guy. Well, it is 420.
Yeah. He thinks he's so cool.
Like, man, a real weed playlist is like Forever in Blue Jeans.
Right.
Like, stuff you listen to. Yeah, get stuck listening to on your bank. That might be like, I'm high. Well, let's listen to all these songs about weed.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, it's one of those where you go, well, this guy's obviously high when you put this together.
Or just a guy that's trying to be cool, you know, putting a bunch of Stone songs together, right? That's all he did.
Bob Dylan, Rainy Day Women? Right. No way.
Yeah.
You're like, it's more, the real ones are like the Cops theme?
Right.
Hey, man. What are you going to do when they come for you? That was bad. It was sitting right there, though. I had to say it.
No, you didn't.
No.
Guess I'll be stuck in the office.
I thought it, but I left it in my head.
Well, I was looking forward to getting back in the studio.
Yeah, you can actually see my hand touch the microphone when you're in here. You can see when I turn people off in here.
Which you don't.
Thank you, Craig.
I could sense the disgust through the team's meeting here.
I didn't hear Nick. I didn't think it was that bad because I didn't really pay attention to it. Yeah, I wasn't listening to you. So
that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah. In this situation, it's better. Sure. So I don't think it was probably that bad. I just didn't hear it.
I was already ignoring you. Don't worry about it.
Out of California, a man spotted a snake Saturday evening near his home. He was worried about it coming into contact with his kids, so he got the tongs out and got a hold of the snake, so the snake bit him on the hand.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dead now?
No, he's not quite dead.
Quite dead? Jesus.
Yeah, he was treated at the hospital, later released, and apparently rattlesnake bites are painful, he says.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, you need more than the grill tongs for a rattlesnake.
That's what he was doing. Let's get it away from the kids. Yeah, we get that. Now,
the grill tongs are pretty close to the snake.
Yeah, like exactly.
Maybe a foot and a half. No, excuse me. That's about it. 12 inches away from the snake?
Yes. Yeah. You got to grab them in the right spot. You see the snake handlers, they'll grab them right behind the head.
I'd get a longer thing than a tong, though.
I'd call somebody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the proverbial 10-foot pole.
That would be it.
Right?
Yeah.
Or they got those hooks that they work the snakes with. But, you know, you got to know what you're doing.
And you can't
say... So he grabbed a fork and he stuck it and picked it up. You know, that's just stupid.
Yeah. No.
And he can't say he didn't know it was a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
They've got the rattle.
Right.
They tell you.
But I don't think a rattlesnake bite's going to kill you, but it will hurt, and it will get you real sick.
Rare cases can be fatal, rather.
Right.
You'll end your ass up in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, you could. Very easily.
Kids even thought he was stupid. Dad, a tong?
Right. Man. Grab a flamethrower or a gun.
Exactly.
What about the grill tongs?
We had Joe List today. Joe's the bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com Friday and Saturday. He's a very funny dude. Check him out. Funny on the podcast also. Actually, on our podcast. Our show, but you can hear the podcast. Dr. Mina phones the program tomorrow. Got a lot of questions for Doc. I'm writing a bunch down now.
Mostly be a conversation between her and Tyler.
I'm going to text her today. So, what are you going to yell at me about so I'm prepared?
Yeah. Remember,
Nick said he wants to drink syrup every day.
I'm going to text her, too, and say, don't tell Tyler what you're going to yell at him about. Please save it for the air.
Well, she can yell at me because I'm a man. And I can, I can take
you
that.
You get enough of that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You should be used to that.
I am. Wear a mask, get a vaccine. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.